Good afternoon all. This is our first meeting for our 2024-2025 North Zulch ISD School Health Advisory Council meeting. Just so you all are aware, this meeting is recorded and will be posted to the North Zulch ISD website. Minutes are available from our last meeting. We do have to take attendance real fast. We have Miss Janie Pope, our elementary principal, Miss Kirk, Miss Batten, Mr. May is here, Miss Beal with the cafeteria, Officer Schrader, and myself, Nurse Luchek. We will have Miss Weiler and three students and Miss Chapman with the cafeteria in Grimes County come in later. Miss Robin Afshar was unable to make this meeting. As the first meeting, we have to determine our SHAC officers, and so we can take a moment to do that at this time. The first officer is our SHAC parent. I nominate Ms. Alice Kirk as our parent co-chair. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
And any objections? All right. And let's see here. Miss Afshar, she was not able to be here, but I did speak with her prior to our meeting. She stated that she would gladly be our parent representative. And so I nominate Miss Afshar as our parent representative again for this year. And we will also have to have an administrative staff representative. I nominate Mr. Donald May. And the student reps have not arrived from class yet. As far as a staff representative, anyone want to make a nomination? And you want to back a second up?
No, second. Okay.
And then last year, Miss Weiler was our staff representative, and so I'm not sure if we want to go ahead and wait until she gets here or go ahead and nominate her. Okay. That works. All right. Thank you very much. Just as a brief intro, the Texas law does require that school districts have a school health advisory appointed by the board, which is comprised of at least five members. They request the majority being parents. The role of our group is we advise the district on student health and learning. We're required to meet at least two times per year since we are a district of innovation, and we present an annual report to the board at the end of the year. The SHAC committee covers the eight components of the school health program, which includes health education, physical education and activity, health services, nutrition services, counseling, psychological and social services, a healthy school environment, staff health and wellness, and family and community involvement. At this time, a copy has been provided of all the minutes from last meeting. If you would like to review it, you can. Our last meeting was in February, on February 7th. Any questions or anything in regards to our minutes from last meeting? Okay. As far as department updates, as far as the nurse's office, initially at the beginning of the year, we saw slight increases just of our seasonal illnesses and our elementary students. We've had a lot of allergies, but in general, we've had a pretty healthy campus so far this year. We do have a medical director that has provided us with standing orders as of last school year. A difference with this year is they are only emergency standing orders. The August 2nd, the Board of Nursing made a change that stated school nurses are only allowed to administer medications if they have a doctor's order. It doesn't matter if it's over-the-counter or prescription. And therefore, he changed his standing orders to accommodate that change. And so that is another thing as far as from my end that I've tried to notify parents. It's on our website. The forms are there to try and make it easier for doctor's offices. It's the same form that all the schools in Brazos Valley use, so hopefully it's familiar for them. So there's been a learning curve in a sense for, through parents because not all students have physicians, and so that's made it a little complicated for some, but we're working on that.
Basically, you're saying you can't give ibuprofen.
Correct. Where in the past, a parent could say, hey, can you give this to my kid for a headache? And I could do that.
Yeah.
Now the Board of Nursing says I'm no longer allowed to do that. I have to have a doctor that says that and the parent's agreement.
Will that form be available at the house tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. I actually did print some. And yes, ma'am. And then I printed the information that I had to go by as well. We were also approved for unassigned EpiPens. Which is great. So that means that not only I'll have EpiPens for those that already have diagnosed allergies, but any student that has a reaction while they're at school, we can administer the EpiPen to them. They're just on back order right now. And so once we receive those, we will have those on campus, which is very exciting. And then the only other thing from the nurse's office is as yearly, I'm working on all our screenings. I should have all of our scoliosis, hearing, and vision screenings completed by the end of September this year. Anything from any other departments?
I have a couple things. So, as far as our mental health, we have, again, partner with Texas A&M University. We have our eighth graders set up to receive 5 sessions of training for UPT mental health. We are actually with the AgriLife office and some representatives, and we'll be taking some suggestions to our administrative meeting tomorrow. But there are multiple programs that we would like to incorporate, and that hasn't been passed exactly just yet. We're in the process of getting approval and then scheduling, but there are some courses that would benefit both our 8th graders, our 12th graders, as well as our staff. And then I mentioned to Mr. May, I thought it might be something that we could see that would be a possibility of setting up a community, maybe having like the pit stop. We have some staff members that would like to receive the youth mental health first aid training that would be done through the AgriLife office. But again, those are some things that we're in the process of getting approval for. Red Ribbon Week is coming up at the end of October. And I think we're going to be doing lots of classroom activities, but one of the things we're going to focus on this year.
Is that one
instead of strictly drug awareness, it's going to be really excellent decision. So focusing a lot on the healthy choices for the elementary, just, you know, resting, exercise, all of that stuff. But then for the secondary, 6th through 12th grade, we have an officer that's going to be coming in presenting as well as some activities that will be scheduled during the lunchtime about drug awareness. The Texas School Safety Center has released some new trainings that cover all of the requirements for bullying, and so in November is when we'll be providing that instruction to the classrooms.
What grades will be covered?
Right now, it's going to be K through 6 in the individual classrooms, and then we're hoping to be able to do some smaller or somewhat larger groups for the junior high and the secondary. So they are broken up actually by grade level. There's K through two instruction. There's third through fifth, and then there's 6 through 12 separately. So it is broken up by age group. It's just going to be a matter. Sometimes the secondary classes can be a little bit more difficult to get into. So we're going to plan on providing all of that. We did also implement the Say Something Anonymous reporting system, which has been beneficial. We had our first tip submitted, and it notifies administrators, and we were able to immediately identify the situation and make appropriate decisions on what needed to be done with the student in that case. So that's been a very good program to be able to implement.
How was that program rolled out?
The staff members all did a required training with their students for
this school year,
beginning of this school year. So we did do, administrators had to do a small training, and then it was rolled out through the second period classes, and they do not recommend going below third grade. So we did third through 12th grade. They all watched a video that was at age appropriate, and the program went live after that. And we actually just received flag to put up in the halls, just reminding them. And I've got another training coming up about some additional programs that are offered that we're looking at implementing as well.
From the high school side, do y'all have anything?
What about the cafeteria? How is the start of the school year and
on the remodel?
And how is lunch? I mean, is it how many students are utilizing lunch?
Today we did 283, just fluctuates.
Sure.
They still have all the three options. The remodel hasn't started yet, so that's on the process, probably at the end of the year. We're getting more students in. We're trying to teach the children to take three items. We're having a problem with that because we're being audited this year.
Correct.
So that's one of our goals that we're trying to push to them. You know, some do it, some don't. So we're fighting with them right now. But
y'all are getting creative. Y'all put up all kinds of signs and posters.
Have a new rap song. It's gonna be
we still have a lot of people that come in and eat. We got a lot more hungrier children. So we have this the share table out, but what I've done now is incorporated more grab and go food for them to go. More fruit, grams. Sometimes there's craisins out there along with the fruit or applesauce, and they're taking it like a lot.
Yeah.
So that's helped out in them because they're still coming back hungry.
Statewide, many schools are really seeing a huge uptick when they identify the grab and go, both for breakfast to have some prepackaged for kids that are running late,
yes.
As well as those added snacks that they can pick up
right
as they're heading off to class.
Right.
In between.
Yeah, and we still have our secondary breakfast too, and that's mainly something easy for them to get it so they can go into class and eat it there, you know, if the teachers are letting them. You know, but yeah, that's still a big hit too. We still have a lot of children eating on the secondary breakfast.
I know that Coach Bartley isn't here to speak about it, but he is in the process of incorporating a new program for the athletes when they have injuries that will keep track of the athlete and the injury. And then, like, I'll have access from my end and certain other individuals to where Like if the athlete comes to my office, then I'll know that it was from the game or practice, that type of thing. But that's all I know about that right now. He's at a cross country meeting. At this point, I believe we just need to discuss our yearly goals. If we would like to either come up with them now or maybe create a subcommittee to come up with some goals.
There was an email thing for Parent Square notice that came out a couple of weeks ago about there was going to be a drill, sampling drill that was going to be done. Lockdown?
Yes.
How did that go?
Okay, so. I mean, for the most part, it went as well as it could. We were going to have, of course, there's going to be kinks. It's the first one. But we learned that from it. We got a new PA system. So once we hit the rave app panic button, we put it out to both sides of school at one time to go into lockdown. Now, where the mishap happened was at the end of it, or when we were going through check-in rooms with the county, the officers that were here, we were talking on the radio and we said, hey, this is clear. We can send them to the cafeteria. And so the all clear got put out on the over the announcement. But other than that, I mean, the kids handled it really well. Then we had a deputy and a sergeant with the county in the cafeteria with the elementary, and then secondary was in the gym with another deputy, and they kind of debriefed about it and talked about it. But for our first one, it went well. Of course, there's going to be hiccups, so.
Lessons learned are always.
Yeah. But no, it went well. Kids took it seriously. School's always real quiet when you do that. Walking through the hallways, can't hear anything. Definitely the elementary side, it's really, really impressive. So, but that went well.
And they had the officers actually leave some of the upper grade students out of the classroom as if they would have done it in a real scenario with their hands up their head. So it was just kind of creating that
more realistic feel to it.
And what kind of things they would see coming out. So, and they, I think the kids were very interactive with the presenters, and they had a lot of what if questions. Which we hope to be able to cover the majority of those what if questions in our future drills, such as what if I'm in the restroom, what if it's in the cafeteria, what if we're all in the cafeteria. So
I'd love to hear student perspective. Who was here last week when that happened? What did you think?
It was nice, except for the fact that some students, while we were in the classroom, get scared, they would end up hitting me, so it was like there's a lot going on.
And what did y'all feel like waiting for the officers to come? How was that?
Yeah. Do you feel like in a real situation that you would be more familiar and know what to do?
It was terrifying, it was real. Like, it was real, but it was.
So it sounds like that was a good addition to the maybe something that was added this morning that's probably good.
And Ms. Waller, I know y'all have your group, your HOSA group. Mm-hmm. Would you like to just mention them or what that is? It's kind of new.
HOSA used to be called Chaplain Rouse, and it was going to be Health Occupational Security America, but now it's no longer organization, so now it says HOSA, and the healthcare workers. And so we started our tracker, and it's the first tracker of HOSA we've ever had at Northwood. So we got that started, and we were actually able to apply for, I guess it's kind of equivalent to a grant, through an ignition thing that they have. I learned about it over on it to my fellow conference this summer. students, it's $25 per student whenever they join HOSA. And so we were able to acquire because this is the first time that we've ever had a HOSA chapter at Mosul. We qualified for that. So all of our students, all 15 students, their $25 fees to join were covered. So right now we're currently doing a fundraiser. The fundraiser is primarily to cover like competition fees, like travel, with competition, all of those things, and you know, shirts, we're gonna have to do physical dress, black everything, we're gonna have blazers and slacks and the ties and all kinds of different stuff like that, and that's kind of costly. So and we're going to Fall Leadership Conference on September the 28th. It's on a Saturday. I'm gonna take my six officers with me, and it is going to be at Interview High School. So we're going to go there, and we'll the day split from like 8 to 3 o'clock into different workshops, and they explain a lot about, you know, how to start a HOSA chapter, or, you know, how to keep your HOSA chapter going, depending on what stage you are in. And it explains a lot about the different competitions that we have to learn, really and truly, what the competition is. They have all of the information online, but whenever you're new, there's so many different options for competitions because there's six categories, but then there's so many subcategories of the competition under each actual category. So, I mean, you probably have 100 different competitions to choose from. They're all medical related because it is HOSA, but it's just pretty overwhelming to try to figure out where we want to start. What first two or three competitions would we like to participate in? And, how to go about really and truly being successful with it. So they're supposed to get out a lot of the information at that Fall Leadership Conference. So we're really looking forward to that.
Ms. Chapman?
I don't know if y'all have a copy of the bonus policy. I believe last year we talked about the wellness policy and how we needed to do a triennial assessment of it just to make sure how well we're doing on that. And
not on that one.
So basically what we're doing is we have a wellness policy and then we kind of look it over to see how well we're doing on that and what else we need to do. Like, for instance, how many wellness things do we have throughout the year? Is there something like a bike-a-thon or something in the gym, the track where they walk around the track for cancer awareness, things like that? Do we have anything for the employees set up? Do we have anything for the students? Of course, it's going to hit on the following the food service, you know, guidelines and all that stuff, but just kind of seeing where we are at and what we need to do to improve it. If we want to at all. But it asks a bunch of questions on how we're doing on that, what we need to improve upon. We don't necessarily have to change anything at all, but we just every 3 years need to look at it and see how we're doing on that.
In the past to provide information tools.
Yeah. It was something that came about with all the different changes as well. 10, 12 years ago.
It's been about 12 years. Mm-hmm.
And so that's when they first came up with the idea.
Right.
It's kind of like a board policy, but they want something more that's a local policy.
Right. It needs to be.
So we had to go back and do that.
Okay. Yeah. I know that there are several schools that are utilizing the sheet to help. For the local wellness policy to make adjustments.
And after we do that, we need to put it on the website,
correct,
to let everybody know, hey, this is what we've done, and then get feedback or whatever. Don't probably ever get any feedback, but you never know. And then invite anybody that wants to be a part of the SHAC committee and have input on that, they can join as well. So everybody in the community has access to one. But we'll kind of look at that when Jennifer gets back with the wellness
policy. Can we have an idea?
Since we haven't heard from them yet, I don't think it's going to be till spring. But we'll go back and see if they posted it yet. But that's what I'm thinking. if we're doing it incorrectly, they'll tell us. But I think we're good.
You all know of different activities that are going on during the school year to promote wellness.
And Miss Dill does one. We have Miss Off. Yeah, we have a couple different.
Mm-hmm. It might be best to have subcommittee.
Okay.
And there's also different opportunities like the health fair. Even if you go to another local call station, but other things.
Madisonville.
And now that we have those things, we can
also
volunteer to help out with anything
like that. Yeah, well, I was actually thinking, as you were talking about encouraging more kids to utilize some of the food in the cafeteria, so forth, it might be great to utilize some peer to peer sort of either education or promotion. Older kids, younger kids with, you know, vegetables. And some schools do things like stickers, and the older kids walk around and, you know, give like kids like a pat on the back. Oh, get your sticker because you know if you're broccoli or whatever. There's ways that different schools utilize that to more influence from the, you know, and it's leadership for the older kids. But there are lots of different ways that having a group that, you know, that combined with FCCLA, because I know I visited with Ms. Dill a little bit about, you know, how could we encourage the more healthful practices when it's coming to just the nutrition side of what's being offered and how the kids are actually eating so we don't have as much plate waste.
The changes, I know that are coming down in coffee waters, they kind of scare me, so it seems like it's coming this year, but I'm tracking the sugar, added sugars, not just the sugar, but added sugars. That's something else we're watching. I think the delay of 2 years is helping because a lot of the manufacturers are getting on board with that. Like now, most of the sugar cereals don't hardly have any added sugar. They're getting better all the time. Yogurt, things like that.
How about farm to
do a lot of
the
DOD, we work with that a lot. As far as the farm to school, we used to get it straight from commodities, but that kind of figured out a little bit. There's another program, but it involves looking into what's available, things like that. But we do a lot of program. The DOD, the amount of money we get for that is really pretty expensive. So that may be something that this school can benefit from as a to help bring in local produce. I think right now the DOD is all coming from local, so that helps too. Mm-hmm. But it would be interesting to involve the different things close to the school district. And I don't really know what's close to this district, like what farms or.
I think that would be part of what they're actually identifying. Oh, it's one step. anybody that would want to serve.
Would anyone like to serve on the subcommittee to review all of the wellness tool? Miss Bill, since you're kind of there anyway.
That would be great, Miss Bill.
To have your wonderful input.
One of you three is serving on the committee. That's good.
A youth representative would be great.
Oh, there is one. That's why I can do anything. I could get one of them. All you had to do was touch it and one of those goes. Too late now, all three.
So then, well, I guess y'all will pick a time or get together and start to review that.
This one that you have here is the one we did last time. So it's kind of give you an example of what it is. And here's the one that falls. Like a lot of the nutritional education goals are set in the cafeteria. A lot of the PE classes and the health, they're covered with the curriculum already in place. That helps mostly like the fundraising activities, or you can allow cookies that are to be sold, you know, different things like that. How are we matching that with the requirements already? Other school based activities, would you think of any to have with that? That would be great. So basically, it's just making sure that we are following this and that if we have any thing that we want to add or change, that's what we're going to do. Any other discussions that anyone needs to bring up? As far as our yearly goals, is that something that you all would like to discuss now? Do you want to have a form a subcommittee for some goals? Generally, we would need a goal in regards to our community collaboration, a wellness message, employee wellness. There's a couple different directions that we could go. Any ideas, or do you want to?
I mean, there's the ones that are conducted by the school districts.
The hospital sometimes they do it.
I can contact, we do our approvals at St. Vincent's in Jeffersonville, and I can contact the wellness people.
I think for some of the employee wellness, depending on the route that Ms. Patton and Mr. Ray and some of the mental health lessons that they can consider, that can end up at the beginning.
Definitely.
I know I guess 2 years ago when we conducted the survey for faculty and staff, they identified a number of stresses.
One of the things that we discussed was the weight one to the teachers. Well, you know, we all thought that was going to be a place by
by now, and of course that construction. So that I think is still in the works. That teachers would have access to the weight room when it gets built. So I think that there are things that yes throw into some each of these categories, but we just need to kind of form.
Because we also have our National Night Out coming up and things of that nature.
That would definitely fall under the community. So probably dropping that out and
present it next time. I'll be on part of that. I don't mind. Anyone else want to help me?
I'm trying to jump in.
There we go.
It's a perfect. Yes, that is. I mean, any other community you know, Mr. Wiley can be on this one too. You have to supervise them.
I know Ms. Gill isn't here, but I feel like she would probably also
contribute.
I'll send out an email then afterward and make a list of subcommittees to make sure no one else would like to join any of them. Anything else from anyone? The annual report will be presented at the end of the school year. That's something that's during the summertime that's done. As far as our next meeting, any y'all want to go ahead and look at dates on that? Do you want to? Last year it was February. Do you want to keep a Wednesday? Is that the best date for everybody, or day of the week? That'll give us time to work on the goals and all the subcommittee. February.
I feel like we should probably do sooner. Earlier in because so many admissions or whatever.
What about the 5th? 5th is National School Counseling Week.
February 5th?
And then time-wise, does that work for everybody? So the next SHAC meeting will be February 5th, 2025 at 1:30. And as of right now, it'll be here in the elementary conference room. Any other items that need to be brought up or discussed by anyone? Got the motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Got a second? All right. Meetings over.